Grayson, Fashion Headquarters for Miss and Mrs. America presents Stop or Go, that rollicking new quiz show starring Ken Murray. Stop or Go, where smart people can win $80, presented by Grayson, where smart women buy smart clothes. Now here's how we play this thrilling new quiz game. On the Columbia Playhouse stage is a gigantic map of the world. A group of contestants has been selected at random from the studio audience. Each contestant chooses as his goal a city in a foreign country to be reached in 6 stops. Each stop is represented by a question, and each correct answer takes the contestant 1 step nearer his goal and increases his winnings. If he reaches his destination safely, answering all 6 questions, Grayson pays him $80 in cash. The contestant has the privilege of stopping anywhere along the route and collecting his winnings up to that point. However, if he is stumped at some point along the route, he collects half of his winnings in war stamps. The other half, Grayson sends to a welfare organization of the contestant's choice. Now, on with Stop or Go. Here's Grayson's host, the star of the sensational stage show Blackouts of 1943, Ken Murray.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Well, here we are, all ready to start on another Grayson's tour of the world, and I'm sure we're going to enjoy the trip. You know, in Dad's day, the exciting thing was around the world in 80 days. But Grayson has changed all that. Now it's around the world with $80. Educational stuff, you know, educational stuff. You know, in the past few Sundays, I've made so many mythical trips over this old globe that my script is covered with travel stickers. And to make it more realistic... No, travel stickers. That was another joke. I just wanted to... And to make it more realistic, we have a beautiful big map of the world up here on the stage, and it's only 4 weeks old. Of course, I can't guarantee the boundary lines of the different countries on this map. We didn't get this week's edition. With the war going on, we told them to make the map practically square. See, it looks more like a prize ring that way. But Mr. Allen, as Herb Allen has told you, ladies and gentlemen, incidentally, that's a wonderful fellow, that Herb Allen, you know. He doesn't have to be announced at all, you know. He's got the greatest racket I've ever seen in my life. He has the champagne concession at the Henry Kaiser shipyard. Oh, yeah, he really does all right. He was telling me the other day they were all ready to christen the ship, you know. Hand the fellow a bottle of champagne. The fellow said, "Where's the boat?" He said, "Start swinging. It'll be here." I guess it's about time for me to start asking questions and passing out that folding lettuce. I see one of the contestants waving an empty wallet at me. Let's see, who's the first contestant?
Well, here, Ken, is Mrs. Bert Hanlon, who says she's originally from Canada.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Hanlon?
How do you do, Mr. Murray?
I believe, where are you going to go?
I thought that I would go to Berlin.
Berlin. Well, here's a good way to get there fast. I have here a list of several famous families, each one of them experts in their own particular business. And I'm going to give you the names of their families, and you tell me what line they're in. Will you do that?
I hope to.
All right, that's well. I'm very proud of my family, incidentally. My great-great-grandfather fought with Washington, and my great-grandfather fought with Grant, and my grandfather fought with Teddy Roosevelt, and my father fought with Pershing, and my brother's fighting with MacArthur. See, what a family. They can't get along with anybody. All right, we're off for Berlin. Our first stop is Salt Lake City, and I guess we'll have to take a train to get there. Will you give me a little train, please? Thank you very much. Train, we're off to Salt Lake City for 2.5, and the question is this. Here's the family, and I want you to tell me what business they're in. The DiMaggio.
They're in the baseball business.
Baseball business is right, Mr. You're absolutely right. We're in Salt Lake City for 2.5. You want to stop there or go on to Milwaukee for 5?
I'd like to go to Milwaukee.
Got to go on the train again. Thank you very much. Question is, the Bennett family.
They're in the motion picture business.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. Joan, Constance, or Richard, either one would be correct. All right, you have $5. You're in Milwaukee. Do you want to stop there or go on to Halifax, Nova Scotia?
I'd like to go to Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Okay. All right, that's why we'd have to take a plane, please, to get there. Plane. He's a little lost. We'll wait for the plane. Thank you very much. Halifax, Nova Scotia for $10. And the question is this. Here's the family, the Rothschilds.
They're in the banking business.
Banking business is right. Fine, you have $10. We're in Nova Scotia. We'll get some salmon and just a little bite of salmon, you know. And you want to stop there or go on to St. John's, Newfoundland for 20?
I'd like to go to St. John's, Newfoundland.
The question is the Culbertsons.
Culbertsons. I think they're in the bridge business.
You believe correctly.
All right, we have 20. We have $20. We're in St. John's. You want to stop there? We'll go on to Aberdeen, Scotland for 40.
Well, I'd like to go to Aberdeen.
Well, I think we'll have to have a fast plane over the Atlantic to Aberdeen, please. Very good. Well, we'll get over to Aberdeen, Scotland for $40. And the question is, the DeMarcos.
The DeMarcos. They're dancers.
Dancers. You're right. You're right.
Funny how I knew that.
That's fine. Oh, Mrs. Handler, you have $40. You're in Aberdeen, Scotland. Now, do you want to stop there or go on to Berlin?
Oh, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'll go to Berlin.
All right, you go to Berlin. All right. Here's the question. $80 question. Here's a family. The Brownies.
Oh, they were in the poetry business.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Mr. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I hope you buy a nice, great, big war bond with that.
Now, Ken, I'd like you to meet a great, big, brawny guy.
Yeah.
Technical Sergeant Earl B. Myers in the United States Army.
Well, let's have that. How do you do, Earl? Sergeant? Sergeant, where's your home, Sergeant?
Illinois.
Illinois? What part of Illinois?
The northern part.
The northern part of Illinois. I got it. See, that's right. Well, what place did you pick out?
Well, I'd like to go to Murmansk.
Murmansk. Yeah, all right. We can take you there immediately, and you won't have to wait for the next convoy. All you need is the knowledge of units of measure. Units of measure. I'm going to give you the names of several units of measure. You tell me the occupation or industry in which they're used. For instance, if I say to you, electricity. Now, don't be shocked. They won't. What kind of dialogue is that? I'm reading that off. You know, I wouldn't make up a joke like that. All right, here we go. Our first stop is Fresno, and incidentally, there's a fine Grayson shop up there, if you know any women folk, you know. For 2.5, and the question is, carrot.
Carrot is a ring.
Yeah, well, it's a...
Diamond.
Diamond, that's right. You're right. Take it easy, Take it easy. Go over there. Come over a little close to the mic because I want everybody to know. Stand face me like this. There we are. Fresno for 2.5. Do you want to stop there or go on to St. Paul? $5.
I'd like to go to St. Paul.
Now, come here. I want to be sure that I say this right. You know, I'm not a Yale man here. P-I-C-A. What is that?
I would say Pica. What would he say?
I was going to say Pica, but I didn't want to... I don't want to get him confused. Pica.
Well, that's the kind of type.
Type for printing. For printing. You're right. He knows what it is, and I can't pronounce it. St. Paul, you're there with $5. You want to stop there or go on to Montreal, Canada for 10?
Oh, I think Montreal, Canada is better.
All right, that's well. Question is, cord.
Cord of wood.
Cord of wood. Fine. Fine. You want to stop there with 10 or go on to Reykjavik? Reykjavik, Iceland.
Oh, I think Iceland is a spot.
That's all me, too. All right, the question is, hand. H-A-N-D.
Hand?
Yes. Now, you see, the question, pay $20. That ain't hay, you know. You get it, we'll gallop right on to the next time, you know. And no horsing around now. We got to come to the treasure. Yeah.
So many hands, and you want to measure something?
Yeah, measure, but what is it? A horse? A horse? You want to measure?
Yes, a horse.
Yes, a horse. A horse. All right, you said it, Earl. Boy, you know, we're splitting the money, you know, Earl. We're at Iceland now with $20. Do you want to stop there? You can stop and have your 20, or you can go on to Narvik, Norway for 40.
Oh, Norway.
All right, now here's the thing. Here's the question. A chain.
A chain?
Yes.
A long chain?
No, it isn't a long chain. It's used in a certain kind of business. Chain. Chain.
Knockers?
No. Earl?
It refers to the sea.
No, it doesn't. It's the bay. They use the chain. But now, wait a minute. Now, you have $20, and half of that you get, and the other half you can send to one welfare organization. I want you to pick it out.
The Red Cross.
The Red Cross and Sergeant Lula. Well, that's well.
Well, Ken, before I introduce the next contestant, I just want to say that you may not be a Yale man,
no,
but you can pronounce pica, and I can't.
Oh.
You're right, I'm wrong. How do you like that? Pica is right, and he's wrong.
Well, that's fine. My name is Murray.
I'd like you to meet Mrs. Audrey Clark, Ken.
Mrs. Audrey Clark? Oh, that's well. Will you stand over that way and face me? That's well. Is this your home out here?
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood, is that right? Were you born out in California?
No.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Texas. We've got to have some people from Texas here. That's well. Well, have you ever been on a quiz show before? Never. You nervous?
A little.
Don't be nervous. Relax. You don't. Now, here, where do you want to go? Where's the place?
Sydney,
Australia. All right, you'll have to be a close student of the movies. Is that right? The movies, I'm going to give you the names of several pictures and their stars. And I want you to tell me what profession the star was in each of these movies. For example, if I say Gary Cooper in Pride of the Yankees, then you say that Gary played baseball, right? Have you got it? All right, our first stop is San Diego. Wonderful. Have you ever been to San Diego? You ever see the Grayson shop down there?
No.
Yeah, well, it's down there. It's down there right on the side. On the side. They may have a new quiz master next week for that. San Diego for 2.5. The question is, Errol Flynn in Gentleman Jim.
Fighter.
A boxer. That's right. All right, you had 2.5. You're in San Diego. And do you want to stop there or go on to the Christmas Island for 5?
We're going to Christmas Island.
Christmas Island. All right, I don't think we'll take that plane. I didn't like that plane before. So we'll take a submarine to the Christmas Island, if you please. I thought I could get him, but I didn't. That's all right. Robert Donut in Goodbye, Mr. Chip.
Professor.
Yes, that's right. A school teacher. That's right. All right. Christmas Island, $5. You want to stop there or go on to Samoa for 10?
I'll go on to Samoa.
All right. James Stewart and Mr. Smith go to what? What business was he in?
He was Boy Scout.
No,
wait a minute. I'm thinking of something else.
No, he wasn't a Boy Scout.
I was going to say a Boy Scout leader.
We haven't got time for a filibuster yet.
Oh, he is a senator.
A congressman. You're right. That's fine. He might have been a Boy Scout before he was a congressman. But
I was thinking of another 6 minutes.
All right, Samoa for 10. You want to stop there or go to Auckland, New Zealand for 20?
Auckland.
All right. Question is this. Ronald Coleman in Aerosmith.
He was a doctor.
$20 off of New Zealand. You want to stop there or go on to Melbourne, Australia for 40?
Melbourne.
Well, all right, here we go. Question. George Raft in Manpower.
Oh, well, he worked up on high-powered lines.
That's right, a power line. Hey! Well, you're in Melbourne with $40. Now, do you want to stop there or do you want to make that jump to the $80 question? Sydney, Austin. All right, Eddie. I think from Melbourne to Sydney, I think what we'll do is we'll just go by bicycle, if you could think. Bicycle. Yeah, thank you very much. Here is the $80 question. Rosalind Russell in Take the Letter Doll.
Probably.
Yes, we have a secretary now, so you're just fine. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I think that she should get all of the 40 because you got at least half of it. Yeah, she was an executive, but she was an advertising executive. Now, would you call that? Come over here, Herb. I want you to decide that. Would you call that a publisher?
No, I wouldn't call it a publisher.
No, but I want her to get the whole 40 because she had a secretary and she got the executive. Right?
Well, I think.
How do you feel
enough
about that? Is that right? Thank you very much. And here's Herb Allen with our next contestant, and very nice, too.
Ken, this is Renee.
Now, how do you do, Renee? And what is your occupation?
I'm a fashion designer, Mr. Murray.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to meet a designing woman. have you had much experience as a designer?
Well, for some years, I've been creating clothes for RKO's most glamorous stars.
And can you give me the names of some of those stars?
Well, let me see. There's Lorraine Gray, Lucille Ball, Ann Shirley,
Mr. Rogers. I see. And their phone numbers?
Ken, this has gone far enough. Actually, Renee is the fashion designer at RKO Studios, as well as Grayson's fashion authority.
Grayson? Oh, Grayson. Of course, Grayson. Yes. I know all the time. Grayson's Renee, of course. And what do you want to talk about this evening, Renee?
Well, Ken, I have a lot of answers, but I don't think you have the right questions for them.
No questions, she says. We've got books, movies, music. What do you want?
Well, you left out one for the ladies, and that's fashion.
Fashion. For instance, like what?
Well, for instance, do you know who originated Bob's hair?
That's a sense of barber.
Oh, yeah. It was Irene Castle.
Oh, Irene Castle, yeah. What'd you have a barber do it? She didn't do it herself.
And Mrs. Grover Cleveland introduced the buffer.
Oh, she sure put Washington in bad shape that season.
Then there was the...
Then there was the Eugenie hat and the Queen Elizabeth ruff.
Look, Rene, that's a swell idea, but all women aren't so fashion-wise. We'd like to give our contestants a fighting chance.
Well, that brings us right to Grayson. When a girl buys a dress at Grayson, she has more than a fighting chance. She's got the edge, regardless of competition. And speaking of competition, let me tell you that women dress just as much for other women as they do for men.
No, I don't get it.
Well, you're not supposed to. But I know every woman listening will. Most men know that they like the way a girl looks or they don't. But if a new dress isn't becoming, they don't know why she looks wrong. But we know, don't we, girls? We have to be right to pass the critical eye of another woman.
Oh, that's funny. I never thought about that.
Of course not, Herb. That's Grayson's department. And believe me, they do a terrific job of making a girl's best enemy say uncle. And Grayson's styles are so new. Why, I hardly have a new clothes design dreamed up. When? Well, there it is, on display at Grayson's.
Well, maybe you're talking in your sleep.
Well, it could be. At any rate, I'm convinced that everything at Grayson's is fashioned right. Easter means spring, and spring means a new outfit. So, if you want to be clever, with your budget under control, and look smart, too, buy it at Grayson's.
Thank you, Renee. I don't suppose you'd mind if I told the folks that you just designed the clothes for RKO's latest, Mr. Lucky, starring Cary Grant and Lorraine Day, would you?
Well, thanks, sir.
Now, Ken, on with Stop or Go, and here is Mr. James Duran from New York, New York.
I didn't know you. Can I call?
Can I call you Jim?
Sure can.
All right, you call me Ken. Okay, you want to go? Where do you want to go, Jim?
I'll take Rome.
Rome, all right. It's a long, hard road, but you can get there in 6 easy jumps if you have some information on famous combinations. I have here a list of 6 of these combinations. I want you to supply the missing names in them. Yeah. For example, if I give you pork, you give me beans. I give you ham, you give me eggs. I give you corned beef, you give me cabbage. I must be crazy giving away all that meat, huh? All right, our first stop is Cheyenne for 2.5, and I think we'll go down there by horseback. What do you say?
Yeah, thank you very much.
I could use that horse in blackouts, you know that. Cheyenne for 2.5, and the question is, here's the first half, and won't you give me the last half? Abbott and
Costello.
Costello is right. That's right. You have 2.5, you're in Cheyenne. You want to stop there or go on to Kansas City for 5?
I'll go on.
Gilbert and
Sullivan.
Sullivan is right. That's right. Fine. You have $5. You're in Kansas City. You want to stop there or go on to New York for 10?
Oh, I'll go to New York.
Yeah, that's right. We're back home again, aren't we? New York for 10, and here's the question. It's a little tricky, this one here. Tinkers to Evers to. That there was a famous double play.
I think that's Chance.
Chance is right. Chance is right. You have $10, you're in New York. Tinkers to Evers to Chance is right. That was a famous double play combination of the old Chicago White Sox. You want to stop there or go on to Bermuda for 20?
I'll go on to Bermuda.
All right, that's fine. Hart, Schaffner, and?
Mark.
Mark, that's right. All right. Bermuda, you have $20. You want to stop there or go on to Casablanca for 40?
I'll take Casablanca.
Question is, Dunn and?
Bradstreet.
Bradstreet is right. You have $40, you're in Casablanca. Now, do you want to stop there or go on to Rome for 80?
That's where I want to go originally.
All right, all right. Here's the question. Potash and
Perlmutter.
Perlmutter. How do you do?
Well, here's our next contestant, Ken. She's a very charming UCLA co-ed, and her name is Elaine Croon.
Well, how do you do, Miss Croon? How are you? I see. And what is your destination?
Moscow.
Moscow is the destination of your choice. I suppose you're rushing to get there.
Yeah. Quick.
There it is. It's written there. Well, you can reach Moscow in about 3 minutes flat if you answer a few questions pertaining to famous villains in literature. I'll give you the name of the villain. You give me the name of the book in which he appears. You see what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Nothing like a good book, is there?
No.
I've got a cousin who's crazy about the Harvard classics. He played left end on a 5-foot bookshelf. Well, all right. It's them. Reno, Nevada's first stop, $2.50. The question is Simon Legree.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Uncle Tom's Cabin. You're absolutely right. 2.5. You have 2.5. You're in Reno. Do you want to stop there or go on to Waukegan, Illinois, for 5?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Waukegan.
Yeah, we'll see Jack Benny when we're there, won't we? We'll stop in and see him. $5. The question is, Captain Bligh.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mutiny on the Bounty is right. All right. $5 in Waukegan. Do you want to stop there or go on to Halifax, Nova Scotia, for 10? All right. Question is, Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin Hood.
No. Oh, Treasure Island. I'm so sorry, Miss Croon, but you have $5. Half of it goes to you in war stamps, the other half to a welfare organization. Which one is it? Which one do you want it to go to? Which is the
Red Cross.
Red Cross. Thank you, Miss Croon.
Now, Ken, here comes the Navy. Sydney Schiff, Baker, third class.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Sydney. All right. Where do you want to go?
Tokyo.
Tokyo. Wonderful, Sydney. Wonderful. You want to go to Tokyo? Well, in order to get there, you'll have to know something about famous hotels. Is that the situation? I'm going to give you the names of several famous American hotels, and I want you to tell me which city they're located. You know, I stopped at a hotel in Santa Monica once. I can't think of the name of it. I'll have to go home and look through my towels. All right, here we go. Santa Monica, $5. That isn't much of a jump, is it, Santa Monica?
No, sir.
Why don't we get down there? I've got my car. I'll take you down my brand new car. Will you give us the car, please? How are you on thumbing a ride to Santa Monica? Shall we go that way? 2.5. The question is this. Here's the first hotel. The St. Francis.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is right. San Francisco is right. You have 2.5. You're in Santa Monica. You want to stop there or go on to Honolulu for 5?
I'll go on.
All right. The question is the Roni Classic. Now, don't let this one put you on the beach now or anything.
Miami is right.
Good. You have $5. You're in Honolulu. You want to stop there or go on to Midway Island for 10?
We'll go on, sir.
All right, sir. The question is the Muleback.
What do we do that?
Muleback Hotel. In Kansas City. No. You are now in Midway.
Thank you, sir.
Now in Midway with $10, you want to stop there or go on to Wake Island for 20?
I'll go on, sir.
The question is the Parker House. What town is the Parker House?
Boston.
Boston is right. It's right. Wonderful. You have 20. You want to stop at Wake Island, go on to Shangri-La for 40.
I'll go on, sir.
The Book Cadillac.
Detroit.
Detroit is right. Detroit is right. 40. And I know you're not going to stop. You want to go on to Tokyo, don't you?
Yes, sir.
$80, and the question is this. Where is the Stevens Hotel?
Chicago.
Chicago is right.
Ken.
Yes.
I think the contestants we've had up here so far this evening deserve a big hand, don't you?
You're right, Herb. How about it, folks? This has been a wonderful night. Wonderful. There you are. Contestants, we think you're all right, win or lose.
And whether you win or lose on Stop or Go depends mainly upon whether you choose the right question. Which reminds me of Grayson's.
Stop or Go reminds you of Grayson's. Herb, well, this I've got to hear, but make it fast. The Grayson grab bag of extra prizes is coming up, you know.
Okay, Ken. If you want to be a winner on Stop or Go, you have to know the right answers. Well, that's what Grayson's have been doing for years. They've been giving the right answers on all fashion questions for thousands of women. In fact, Grayson's answer the question, what's new, even before it's asked. When a woman steps into Grayson's, she can see immediately the very newest in fashions and the answer to all her fashion problems. And Grayson's clothes are even more than fashion right. They're value right. They have to be, because Grayson's know that these are the days when every woman must get the most for her money so that she can give the most of her money to buying war bonds. Yes, Grayson's are ready to answer your big question, how can I dress in the latest fashion and still keep within my wartime clothes budget? You may even have a budget charge account. So, ladies, step into Grayson's for your new Easter outfit and step out into the Easter parade feeling just as proud and thrilled as a winner of the $80 question on Stop or Go.
Well, thank you, Herb. And now, folks, it's time for the Grayson grab bag. There are 4 contestants who did not participate in the early part of the program and now gathered around the microphone. We have 6 several questions from the Grayson grab bag, and for correct answers within the 10-second time limit, the contestant receives a $25 war bond. Who's first?
Here's Margaret Norman, Ken.
How do you do, Miss Norman? And here's your grab bag question. You get 10 seconds to tell me, where would you find the maid of the mist? Where would you find the maid of the mist?
Oh, it's a waterfall.
No, not quite.
I'm afraid I don't know.
It's around the waterfalls. It's at Niagara Falls. It's a boat. I'm so sorry, Margaret Norman.
And here is Homer Kimbrough of the United States Army, Ken.
Homer, very nice to see you. Here's your grab bag question. I want you to get it. Now, Homer, see how you... What political head of a foreign government was born in the United States?
Madam Singh, I think is leading China right now. I could say that for certain, but other than that...
No. She was born, I believe, in China. Okay. Yeah, it's Eamon de Valera, the president of the Irish Free State. I'm so sorry.
Here, Ken, is Miss Vivian Lee.
Miss Vivian Lee, your question for a $25 war bond within 10 seconds is this. How many red stripes are there in the American flag? Mm-hmm. Seven is right. You have $25. Thank you very much.
And last tonight is A.L. Charlton, Ken.
How do you do, Mr. Charlton? And here's your question for $25 war bond. Within 10 seconds, who is the United States ambassador to Russia?
Stanley.
It's right. William H. Stanley is right. Thank you very much. Well, there we go. There's the whistle telling us it's time to pull the zipper on the old Grayson grab bag. That brings us into the home stretch of this fourth edition of Stop or Go. Next Sunday evening, we'll be back again to pop the questions and unload the money bags. In the meantime, remember, if it's a question of fashion, the answer is Grayson. This is Ken Murray saying so long. I've got to get back now to my show, Blackouts 1943. We're having a little party there after the show. Marie Wilson is cooking me a buffet supper of spaghetti and golf balls. I happen to mention that golf was my meat. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Stop or Go, the rollicking new quiz show starring Ken Murray and presented by Grayson. Fashion headquarters for Miss and Mrs. America. If you would like to attend Stop or Go, register for tickets at Grayson. Join us again next Sunday night, same time, same station. Meantime, this is Herb Allen reminding you that smart women buy smart clothes at Grayson. Hollywood, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.